Welcome to Murder with the Misses. I'm Darren.
And I'm Amy. And today we're going to talk about Jared Breitigan. This happened in Florida. The case doesn't have a conclusion yet, but there's been recent developments, so I wanted to get the story out there and we can always update it later. Jared was an executive at Microsoft. He was raised as a Mormon in Utah. He was said to be nice and fun to be around. In 2009, he met Shanna Gardner. Shanna was also raised Mormon. There's a lot of contradictions when Shanna talks that shows how spoiled and entitled she is. You'll see what I'm talking about. She should probably get some type of award for gaslighting if that was a thing. And I bring it up because the contradictions start here. She said that she wasn't into Jared at first, but he was persistent and she was desperate, so she gave in to him. But everyone else in their lives say it was the other way around. That Shanna was the persistent one, even though Jared didn't even find her attractive. Maybe because of her personality, but that's just hearsay from me. Shanna's dad, Sterling, even said that Jared referred to her as a dog. Shanna's parents were Shelley and Sterling Gardner. They owned Stampin' Up, which is a crafting business that I'm not too familiar with because I'm not very crafty, but they are worth around $100 million, so business is good. Shanna was known to use their money to entice men with gifts and trips, and that is what she did with Jared too, and he gave in. She was ready to be a wife and mother, so they were married just 2 months later.
Plus, with, you know, they say that with the no sex before marriage rule in the church, there's a lot of stories like, you know, where they got married really fast.
Right. It's very common, they said, for
quick courtships. Yeah.
She got pregnant and they had their twins, Liam and Abigail. But due to a heart condition that Liam had, they were instructed by doctors to move somewhere that was above sea level. So they moved to Florida. She would go on to leave the church, but Jared remained a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or LDS. They come up frequently in true crime, just throwing that out there. But when they got there, their marriage started falling apart. She would say in one sitting that Jared was abusive, controlling, and never let her have any friends. Then turn around and say that he never laid a hand on her, and she could count on him on one hand how many times he'd yelled at her during an argument. She got really into CrossFit, and he found some messages between her and her CrossFit trainer that got a little racy. She denied having an affair, and due to his faith, he didn't want to get a divorce, so they ended up living on opposite ends of the house from each other. But she was unhappy, so it was Shanna who actually filed for divorce in February of 2015. She accused Jared of trying to take money from the twins' trust fund and said he would interrogate the kids and coach them on what to say. He accused her of putting cameras in the house so she could spy on him. It was not going well.
And the kids were just stuck in the middle.
As they always are. Now, the day after she filed for divorce, she went to a tattoo parlor to get a piercing, and under the emergency contact information, she listed the CrossFit trainer that she wasn't having an affair with. Spoiler alert, he would later come out and say that they actually dated for a couple of months, but she was going through the divorce and it wasn't a good place for them, so they split up. The divorce was finalized later in 2015, but custody was always a point of contention because they had such different parenting styles and they could not get along with each other. Shanna said that after the divorce, that Jared couldn't even be in the same room with her. They had to have separate parent-teacher conferences and would do doctor appointments over the phone. But Shanna told police that she would just show up at places because she didn't care. Jared went on to marry a woman named Kirsten, and they had two kids together. And Shanna, well, she spent a lot of time in the tattoo parlor and with people from there from time to time. And we'll get to that later because a lot of information came out about that recently. Shanna began to spend time with the maintenance man at her CrossFit gym, Mario Fernandez Saldana. They came from two different worlds, had different parenting techniques as well, like her and Jared did, and the two were not even attracted to each other. So naturally, they got married in 2018.
There we go again, jumping in so fast.
So fast. Now, on weeks where Shannon and Mario had the kids, Jared would get to do a date night on Wednesdays, so he wouldn't have to go all week without seeing them. Not so cute. So on Wednesday, he would pick them up and take them out to dinner. He would often bring his other kids as well so that the siblings could see each other. And that's exactly what he did on February 16th of 2022. After dinner, he dropped the twins back off with Shanna, and he and his two-year-old Bexley headed back on their 40-minute drive home. But just down the road from Shanna's house, there was a tire in the road. A tire on a rim, and it was right in the middle of his lane. So he left Bexley strapped in the back seat, turned on his flashers, and got out to move the tire. That's when Jared was shot multiple times with a handgun at close range. 3 minutes later, another car came up on the scene and called the police. They soothed Bexley until the cops got there. The tire was still in the road. He hadn't even made it to move the tire yet. The only thing they found at the crime scene other than the tire was shell casings from the gun. A neighboring house outside Camera picked up the gunshots audibly, and so did some other people in the area, but there were no cameras or people who saw what happened. Police started pulling surveillance from the surrounding area and zeroed in on a 2004 to 2008 blue Ford F-150, and they started their search. The next day, Shanna set the twins down, who were 10 at the time, and broke the news to them about their dad. Now, she caught a lot of heat because this day, she turned into a yes day. We're familiar with the movie where the parents say yes to their kids all day. She later came out in an interview saying it was meant to be a distraction for the kids, but many people felt it was disrespectful and in poor taste to post pictures on social media the day after a tragedy, showing you buying a drum set and having water balloon fights.
So I'll go out on a limb here and say that it looked more like a celebration than a distraction.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Yeah.
This was not the way to distract the kids at this time.
Yeah, I could see that.
She was interviewed by police on March 1st, so almost 2 weeks later. And that's why this is back in the news recently, because police, of course, made arrests last year, but they just released around 500 pages of documentation, like police reports and interviews. So people are seeing what was being told to them after the murder and how their investigation went. Shanna stated in her initial interview that this would be so much easier, talking about general life with the kids, et cetera, if he was out of the picture. But that was in moments of anger, and she ultimately wished no ill will towards Jared or Kirsten.
She actually told the cops that?
She actually told the cops her life would be easier if he was out of the picture. Right after he died.
That's crazy.
That's stupid. I guess she wasn't too worried about looking guilty. She said that Jared received a money settlement in the divorce and her parents hated it. But when her mom Shelley was asked about it in her interview on May 11th, she told investigators that Shanna is the one who hated that he got money. Shelley would tell her just to let it go. What happened, happened. But Shelley also said that money was super important to Jared and she wishes that they would have given him more so they could have gotten custody of the kids, indicating he cared more about money than his own children.
I can see where Shanna gets it from.
They are definitely cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Now, they also interviewed Shanna's tattoo artist, Bradley Bird, on June 16th, 2022. He had some things to say, too. Remember Shanna saying that Jared was paranoid that she put hidden cameras in the house to spy on him, and she totally denied that. But Bradley said that she used to talk about the cameras that she had put in the house when she came in for sessions. Gaslighting much?
I know, right?
He also said that after a session one time, she invited several people from the tattoo parlor out for drinks. She kept talking about the divorce and said her life would be easier if someone would shut her husband up. Then proceeded to ask the group if they knew anyone who could shut people up. At this point, they have a pretty good idea on where they need to start investigating. And they found out that Shanna's husband, Mario, had a rental house, so they paid that a visit on July 18th. They noticed a tire leaned up against the house. The guy currently renting the house said he found it, so he just gave it to the police. And guess what?
It was the same tire that was in the road that night.
It was the same brand, same everything of tire that was in the road that night.
Go figure.
You're pretty good at this. So let's talk about Mario a little bit. Jared was not a fan. You could tell in his police interviews that he's abrasive, and Jared was concerned. I can't say it's the only reason, but it's one of the reasons that Shannon and Mario got married so quick, because Mario wasn't allowed to be around the kids or play a role in their lives until they were married. According to Mario, he was only allowed to communicate, even with the twins, when Jared was around, by text or email. He said Jared was non-confrontational, but he was also a keyboard warrior. He mentioned a time when he went to pick up the kids at Jared's one day, and he knocked on the door. The twins answered the door and said he was not allowed to knock, to which Mario replied that he does what he wants. And this prompted Jared to email Mario and say that he would file a restraining order against him if he ever came to his door again. Now, this is Mario's version of events, of course.
I mean, anytime there's a new partner in a kid's life, you know, there's bound to be some hostility.
Yeah.
Or butting heads. But it sounds like Mario had an I don't give a fuck about your rules attitude.
Yes.
And that just makes things worse, you know.
And you see that all through his interviews and just the way he answers questions and talks about things. He definitely has that attitude.
Exactly. I mean, we see it all the time, you know, with couples. And
that's very true. There's a lot of hostility, a lot of aggressiveness.
Oh yeah.
Ugh, so sad. But, and also there was no compromising from either side.
Yeah.
So I bet you're wondering where Mario was the night Jared died. Well, he was at home. He said he was racked out on the couch after taking gabapentin. It makes him drowsy. He heard Shanna talking to the kids when they got back from dinner about where they ate and things like that while she was cleaning up the kitchen. And he got up, went upstairs, and took a shower. The cops came to tell them what happened a little later when he and Shanna were getting ready for bed. He also told police in his interview, "You need to get in line if looking for people who didn't like him," which contradicted everyone else who talked about how nice Jared was. So let's get to the arrests. The first to be arrested was 61-year-old Henry Tenen. He was arrested on other charges, though already in jail, but was officially charged in connection with Jared's murder in January 2023. He had a blue Ford F-150. He rented that house from Mario at the time. Cell phone tracking put him along Jared's route the night of the murder. And GPS evidence showed that a month before the murder, Henry drove the murder route two times. Prosecutors say that they were practice runs. The second arrest was Mario, who was arrested in March 2023. They were able to track some payments that Mario made to Henry. Plus, Henry struck him a deal. First to talk, first to walk. He said he would plead guilty to second-degree murder and is looking at least 15 years in exchange for testifying against Mario. And of course, the third arrested, Shanna, who was arrested in August 2023 in Washington State. Her and Mario were getting a divorce, or some reported that they had already gotten a divorce. Either way, he was in Florida and she fled to Washington State. And reports are that family and friends switched off staying with her so that someone would be there to take care of the kids if she got arrested.
Well, that was good parenting.
I mean, setting up babysitting. Mm-hmm. Well, she knew it was coming.
Yep.
She's being charged with first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and child abuse. Now, these are the same charges as Mario. And the child abuse is because they allegedly, but totally fucking did, plan this murder knowing he would have his other kids with him. Henry said that he fired four shots that night two hit Jared, and two hit his SUV that Bexley was still in. So then it raised a question with me was, since it was close range, and he fired four shots and only two hit Jared, were his other two intended for whoever else was in the car, or was he just a really shitty shot?
Or did he get nervous?
Yeah, maybe nerves, maybe.
Yeah, you know, maybe nerves got him, and maybe the first, you know, maybe after he did it, then the adrenaline kicked in.
Or I guess another thing would be if he was shooting him and the first two shots hit and Jared went down. Mm-hmm. And so as he was going down, the other two missed.
Yeah.
That would make more sense because they never said anything else about the other. But I immediately was like zoned in on why did those other two go astray. But that's just me and my brain. Now, Shanna and Mario are being tried together in this case. But they do have separate lawyers. She is being represented by Casey Anthony's lawyer. Gross. I just do not like that at all. It rubbed me the wrong way when I heard it. I mean, I can't blame her if she's got the money, but ugh. People are already commenting on how she requested and was approved to wear her street clothes in her court appearances, which everyone knows makes you look more like a member of society. Whereas Mario is in his standard inmate clothes, making him look more like a criminal. The legal teams are already earning their money, too. They haven't gone to trial yet, and the defense is trying to get the prosecutors thrown off the case. Apparently, when looking through the couple's cell phones and emails and things like that, they came across texts, emails, and recordings of communications between the two and their lawyers, as well as between Mario and Shanna. Since they were married at the time, this is considered privileged information. They had to go in and heavily redact a whole bunch of documents already.
And at least they got them, though.
Yeah, and then some.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were also two other people listed on the documents that are connected. The names were redacted, of course, before they were released to the public, but one is believed to be a former reserve officer that likely supplied the murder weapon, and the other is the man who lived in the rent house with Henry. So there could possibly be two more arrests come up on this one. Also, in the newly released information, they show that wiretaps revealed Shanna hired a lawyer and a PR firm after Jared's murder, and that team suggested that she go on vacation and make sure to check into a hotel using a fake name. And maybe tell a story about a gay lover being the possible killer. Sounds pretty innocent to me. There was also a bunch of speculation going around as to why Shanna and Mario actually even got married. One of the interviews the police did was with one of Mario's exes. She said he's reportedly trying to get back with her. But when she did her interview, she told police that Mario told her about a contract between him and the Gardner family.
With all that money the Gardner family, you know, had, I'm sure all of her husbands, you know, had to sign a prenup.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's not what it was.
No, the prenup is between Shanna and Mario. And you're right, Jared and Shanna had one too. But this contract that she's talking about is between Mario and the Gardner family. It's supposed to be that he would marry her to provide protection from Jared in exchange for some type of financial arrangement. But everyone, including Shanna and Mario, said that Jared was non-confrontational and rarely even raised his voice. So what would he be protecting her from? The other end of that speculation is that he was basically hired by the family to take care of Jared, and that they got married to stay under the umbrella of the spousal privilege. I mean, who really knows what's going on? But between the wiretaps, interviews, and evidence they had, it looks like she's been trying to get Jared out of the picture since their divorce back in 2015.
Yeah, I mean, you know... I mean, you know, it's one of the deals where if he had a prenup, I don't know, would he be entitled to any of the money?
Which one?
To the family. I mean, he would
Jared
be
or Mario?
Jared.
No, so the prenup did not give him really money, but he did get a settlement from it. So he got a lump sum compensation, but he couldn't like get alimony or he wouldn't have been able to get any of that. No.
I gotcha.
And that's what they were saying. They wish they had given him more money so that he would have given them full custody of the kids.
Just been gone.
None of them liked that they had to share custody. But the parents have overstepped so much that they feel like they're entitled to them. I don't know. They were having visitation. So Jared Bridegan's family was still getting visitation with the twins, but they actually had to go to court, and the court ruled that they could no longer have visitation because the Gardner family was telling them that the kids were coming back saying, what happened to my dad? What'd you do to my dad? You know, things like that. So they were saying that his family was really overstepping bounds and coaxing these kids into saying things to try to get answers.
Well, I mean, either that or the kids just wanted answers on what happened to their dad.
I mean, they were 10 when he died. They're not two. Yeah. They're fully aware of what's going on.
And most 10-year-old kids, they got questions.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't never met a 10-year-old kid that doesn't have questions.
Well, besides the ones that know everything. But even then, they ask a bunch of questions. Yeah. So, yeah. So, that's where we're at. The reason it's back in the news is because of all these documents that just came out. Plus, they're awaiting trial and things like that. So, we wanted to get the story out there. That way, the base was down. And then we can just update it as things progress.
Yeah. So, more than likely, there will be a part two on this one. You know, we'll just have to watch and see how it all unfolds, you know, and just go from there.
It's just a crazy story, like.
Yeah.
But it's a very recent story. It was 2022, so do you have any opinions?
My opinion is that the family and the ex-wife mm-hmm. was pissed because he got some money.
Somebody was. Somebody was mad. They blamed it on each other.
Yeah.
But either way, the fact that Shanna said two different times before he died and after he died, she used the same verbiage. Life would be easier.
Yeah.
If he wasn't here. She says that twice.
Yeah.
So she obviously felt it.
Yeah. I mean, it just, I don't know. Sounds like she pushed. She used her magic to...
Her money, her you money. Mean?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Yes. They've kind of been known to do that, to use their money, especially Shanna.
Yeah.
To use her money to get what she wants. And she has her own company as well. She actually bakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I believe she makes cookies. And so she has her own business.
Gotcha.
I don't know what's going to happen with that one, though.
Well, we'll just keep watching and keep up with the story, and hopefully we'll come up with some new stuff. And don't forget to check us out on YouTube and Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio.
Apple iTunes.
Yeah, Google Podcasts.
Everywhere.
Yep. We're trying to get into Podcast Addict. So until next time.
Bye.